This is an ABC podcast.
G'day, Dr. Carl here. Now, last time, I talked about how, over the last few years, the spin of the Earth has suddenly accelerated. And this is totally against the long-term trend of the last 1.5 billion years, where the spin of the Earth has been gradually slowing down. In the combined Earth-Moon system, there are well-known interactions that will slow the spin of the Earth. But what can happen to our solitary spinning planet, ignoring the Moon, that can make it change speed? Well, if the Earth was a solid, smooth, rigid ball, then the answer is easy. Nothing. But the Earth is much more complicated. First, it has an atmosphere, which weighs around 5,000 trillion tons. Changes in the atmosphere can affect the spin of the Earth. In an El Niño year, stronger winds can slow down the Earth's spin to make the days longer. And other weather patterns can also affect the spin. The Andes mountain chain in South America is incredibly narrow, mostly less than 350 kilometres, very long, almost 9,000 kilometres, and surprisingly high, an average height of 4 kilometres with about 40 peaks over 6 kilometres high. Because they run virtually north-south, while the winds usually blow either east or west, and because they are so long and so high, they are very effective at shifting energy from the wind into the spinning Earth. The Andes, they're like a giant sail in the wind. Depending on which way the winds are hitting the Andes, the Earth can either speed up or slow down. We have measured changes in the length of the day of about 0.2 of a millisecond caused just by the wind on the Andes. Second, let's look at the surface of the Earth. The Earth's surface is a complex mess of oceans that can swell and shrink, glaciers that can expand or contract, and continents that sit on massive tectonic plates that move roughly at the same rate your fingernails grow, about 5 to 10 centimetres per year. All of this happens in the Earth's crust, which is about 6 to 60 kilometres thick. Sometimes, a sizable chunk of that crust can suddenly shift. In 2004, an earthquake in the Indian Ocean set off the terrible tsunami that killed about 250,000 people in 14 countries. But it also shifted enough rock to make the day shorter by 3 microseconds. That's millionths of a second. The Fukushima earthquake of 2011 shortened the length of the day by 1.8 microseconds. But these were little blips in the overall trend. What we are seeing now are changes 1,000 times bigger. Milliseconds, not microseconds. And still looking at the Earth's surface, what about the 70% that is water? Surprisingly, the oceans are not dead flat. They can have dips from a lot of water evaporating, which can happen when a huge pool of warm water accumulates in one area. Or the oceans can have bulges, where an ocean current might deliver a lot of water. We've seen this happen in ocean currents with El Niño. Of course, given enough time, these dips and bulges will eventually smooth out. But in the short term of days to months, these dips and bulges can sit there, and so the mass of water is not evenly distributed. So it's like our skater spinning on one leg, shifting mass closer to or further from the spin axis can change the spin rate. And then there's ice sitting on land. At the moment, thanks to climate change, about 1 billion tons of ice on land are melting and flowing downhill into the oceans. That water is getting closer to the north-south spin axis of the Earth. And just like our skater moving their arms inwards, the Earth speeds up its rotation. But so far, that's just the thin crust and the atmosphere. There's a lot more Earth before we get to the center. Reaching down from the thin crust to about halfway to the center of the Earth is the mantle. Molten, hot, gloopy rock that can move. Inside the mantle is a ball of liquid iron, and inside that is a ball of solid iron. The mantle and the core are the vast majority of the Earth. We have not measured any changes down there that could have led to changes in the spin rate of the Earth. But maybe we're not very good at measuring that far down. Anyway, how do we actually measure the change in the spin of the Earth? And what effects will it have on us? Well, it turns out to be pretty interesting, so I'll spin you a tale about that next time.
You've been listening to an ABC podcast. Discover more great ABC podcasts, live radio, and exclusives on the ABC Listen app.